弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
今天早上第一节聚会，跟大家来查考，我们坦然无惧。
So today I would like to study this topic with you. We are confident.
重点要来谈啊，做新造的人。
And the main point is to be a new creation.
昨天我们提到啊，从哥林多后书啊，提到我们不丧胆。
Yesterday we talked about from 2 Corinthians that we do not lose hope.
就是我们不会觉得很灰心沮丧。
We do not feel discouraged, very hopeless.
不管遇到什么事情。
No matter what we face.
那我们不沮丧可能是消极性的，但是我们要更积极的，要坦然无惧。
So, losing hope might be something passive, but we must actively have courage to press on.
那我们在基督里面要做一个新人。
We need to become a new person.
我们要有一个新的生命观跟价值观。
We need to have a new life, a new value.
那我们要知道我们所做的到底是为了什么。
We need to know what is the purpose of what we do.
我们来请看哥林多后书第五章。
Now let us flip to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第五章我们先来读第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节说，为此培植我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。第六节
Verse 6.
所以我们时常坦然无惧，并且晓得我们住在身内，便与主相离。第七节
7.
因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。第八节
8.
我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体与主同住。第九
9.
所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦，请读。
Okay, verse 5. Now it is God who made us for this very purpose and has given us His Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what's to come. 6. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. 7. We live by faith, not by sight. 8. We are confident, I say.And we prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. 9. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are home in the body or away from it.
这段圣经呢，它的前文其实就是第一节到第四节，它所说的，我们这个地上的生命，我们的肉体有一天都会毁坏。
So, what is previous to this section is from verse 1 to 4, and it talks about how one day our earthly body will be destroyed.
我们属血气的这个肉体就像帐篷一样，有一天会拆毁。
And our earthly body is like this tent that will be destroyed and dismantled one day.
帐篷的用途基本上都是暂时性的。
Because a tent is usually for a temporary use.
今天如果我们有什么活动，暂时搭一个帐篷，这个都是办完之后就拆掉了。
Today, if we have activity and we set up a tent, it is usually temporary, and after the activity is over, we will take down the tent.
那这个就好像我们今天这个属血气的身体一样的，都暂时的而已。
And likewise, so with our earthly body, it is only temporary.
那他特别在第二节又说，我们在这个帐篷里面叹息。
And in verse 2, it mentions that we groan in this tent.
那表示说，在我们这个属肉体的生命里呢，我们时常遇到患难，有一些很无奈的事情，我们只能够长叹一声，因为我们也做不了什么事。
Because perhaps in this earthly body we make with afflictions and we groan, but there is nothing we can do about it.
就像所罗门，他虽然很富裕、很荣耀的过一生。但是最后当他要离开的时候，他的结论就是，如果没有神，人生是虚空的，根本没有价值。
Just like King Solomon, he lived in splendor and he had power, and yet at the end of his life, he said, if there is no God, then there is no purpose to life.
那我们就转眼成空了，就像 你一转身回头去看，其实也没有什么真正的成就让你觉得很满意的。
And sometimes when we turn back and look at our life, we realize there's really nothing that really make us satisfied.
但是同时，他在第二节也提到说，虽然这样子哈，我们却深想要得到那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。
But in verse 2, at the latter half, it says, even though it is like this, we long to be clothed with a heavenly dwelling.
这个天上的房屋是永存的。
Because this heavenly cloth can last.
那这个其实就代表神将来要赐给我们这个属灵的身体。
And this refers to the spiritual body that God will give us.
这不是人造的，就是说不是按照这个像我们今天这个躯体这样的一个格式而有。
It is not man-made.
是神造的，它是不会朽坏，它是不会玷污，不会衰残的。
It is made by God. It would not be corrupted. It would not deteriorate.
那我们这个属血气的身体本来也是神所造的啊，就是神按照他的形象，然后照他的样式造成的，不是吗？
And actually, our earthly body was once molded on the image of God.
那我们在这个肉体的生命里啊，我们所呈现出来的那个形象，其实是要彰显造物主，就是给我们生命的这个主的荣耀的，就是让人看到神的荣耀，借着我们。
And with our earthly body, we should have shown the example of God, the image of God, that is, other people can see God in us.
但很可惜，就是因为罪的缘故呢，所以这样的神赋予的最初的目的失落了。
But unfortunately, because sin entered into our lives, so we fall short of the original goal that God has created us for.
但是神他现在自己成为人来到世上，要来拯救我们。
But now God is man, and He came onto earth to save us.
然后他让我们看到说，我们还有一个盼望。
And He let us see that there is a hope.
就是我们将来要改变。能够有一个属灵的身体是不会朽坏的，那在天上永存。
That we can change our body to a spiritual body that cannot be corrupted.
然后他现在这里就强调说，如果我们了解这样的一个盼望，一个新的生命，他说我们就会很乐意的哈，我们说很愿意的脱下这个，然后愿意穿上那个新的。
So if we understand this, then we will very happily take off our old clothes and be clothed with a new one.
我们今天很多人哦说要死还是不要，因为活在世上好像还是好一点。
A lot of people do not wish to die because they feel it's better to live.
这是为什么哈？有些人临死以前哈，你看他如果有任何方法啊，有任何机会，他都想要延长一点，多活一些日子。
That is why when someone is near death, you can see that they're desperate. They're grasping at any way to prolong their life.
虽然有些人想要自杀，不过绝大多数人都想要继续活着。
It's true there's some people who want to commit suicide, but most people want to live longer.
我们在这个帐篷里面叹息劳苦，在第四节又讲一次了，不是吗？
And it says again in verse 4 that we're groaning in this tent.
第二节说我们在这个帐篷里叹息，第四节。我们在这个帐篷里叹息劳苦，现在又加上劳苦了。
And verse 2 it says we groan, but in verse 4 it adds while we're in this tent we groan and are burdened.
那接下去第四节后面说，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个。
Because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling.
这是一种比较，就是说，我们当我们了解到更好的时候，我们。面临要脱下这个肉体的生命的时候，我们其实是很笃定的，而且非常欢喜的，因为期待那个新的灵性的身体。
It is a parable that if we know how good the new life is, we are very willing to be unburdened of our uncloth of our old life and put on the new life.
那好叫这必死的最后那一句话，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。
And so that what is mortal may be swallowed by life.
一般来说， 我们这个肉体，我们的生命是被死亡吞灭，那个死亡来了就把你吃下去，什么都没有了。
When death comes, it's death kind of swallows up everything, so that you're left with nothing.
所以我们今天如果面对死亡哈，我们一般人恐惧害怕，因为被吞灭之后，然后呢，之后呢，要去哪里？
So that is why people are fearful when they meet death, because after they swallow by death, where would they go?
真的就是黑暗了，就像约拿被那个大鱼吞下去的时候。
It's full of darkness, just like when Jonah was swallowed by the whale.
可以想象约拿被大鱼吞下去，他那时候人的感受吗
？Think about how Jonah was feeling when he was swallowed by the whale.
活生生的被吞进去的。
He was swallowed down alive.
那神又没有让他就昏倒，就不省人事也没有啊。
And God did not have him become conscious.
神故意的、啊，让他都清醒，都活着。
That God allowed him to be conscious of his surrounding.
但是他现在就是在大鱼肚子里面，他就是跑不掉。
And that he is in the belly of a great fish, and he is unable to escape.
他要死死不掉，他要活，不知道怎么样活下去啊。
He wants to die, but he doesn't know how to die, and he wants to live, but he doesn't know how to live.
他的生命就在神控制下。
For his life is in the hand of God.
所以他求死，死不了。
So he prayed for death, but he didn't die.
他当初不是很勇敢的说：“你把我丢下去，那风浪就平息了嘛，好像他死掉就没事了。”
Remember how courageously he said, "Just throw me in the waves, and the wave will calm down," like he was asking for death.
那个时候的约拿是坦然无惧的，他很笃定说：“你把我丢下去。”
That Jonah was without fear, and he said, "Just throw me down."
但是等到丢下去，没错啊，风浪平息了，现在神派大鱼来把他吞了。
He was thrown, the waves calm, but now a great fish swallowed him.
那他在这个鱼的肚子里面三天三夜。
And he was in the fish's belly for 3 days and 3 nights.
他真的，这个就是被监禁起来，就好像被吞下去、吞灭了。
And this is kind of like what does it mean by swallowed up?
他完全跟他这个世界隔离了。
That he was cut off from life.
因为他在鱼腹里面的这个经历非常重要，对我们来说。
It's experience of Jonah is very important to us.
那我们了解说，生命不是我们控制，你就想死想活都不是你能说的算的。
That it tells us we don't control our life, that we don't say we get to live or die.
那所以神让约拿经历这样的一个，就好像在阴间里面，那个就是黑暗，就是没有盼望，就是你完全无助的。这个时候，他跟神祷告。
So God allowed Jonah to go through this experience of being in jail, being in darkness without hope, without so he had to pray to God.
所以我们今天、哦、如果面对死亡，如果没有一个没有了解说掌管我们生命的是谁，那我们很无知的、哦、你也可以很有胆量、哦、说怎样做什么，但其实是那是在后面的痛苦你还没有经历到，所以才这么无知、啊。
So today, if we face death, but we don't know who controls our life, we may be very courageously facing it, but we don't know what pain and darkness will surround us.
所以坦然无惧的另外一个意思，如果用在另外情况底下讲，就是说他很有胆量，很有胆量。
So having confidence also means you're very courageous.
但是这个胆量可能是因为无知，因为不知道啊。
But perhaps sometimes you're courageous because you don't know.
很多人对死亡他不了解。
Just like many people don't know about death.
就好像很多人他不知道生命从哪里来啊。
Or many people don't know where life comes from.
对不对？你不知生焉知死。你不知道生命从哪来，你就不知道死亡怎么一回事啊。
If you don't know where life is coming from, then you don't know what death is about.
所以很多时候很勇敢的说我去死，但是你死了之后你就知道，但是已经太迟了。
So very courageously you're faced with death, but after death you realize, but then it's too late.
哦，那所以今天我们从这个信仰里面，我们是已经知道说生是怎么一回事了。
So from our faith, we realize what it means to live.
那圣经又用各种不同的教训例子，让我们了解说死亡是怎么一回事。
And through many of the teachings in the Bible, we also understand what death is like.
那更重要的是他要让我们准备，当我们面对生命结束的时候，我们可以坦然无惧，真的是有知识又知道说死了之后我们到底要出去哪里，要做什么。
But most importantly is that when we face death, we face it with confidence. We're courageous because we have the knowledge of what faces us after death.
比如说我们看诗篇69篇。
Let's flip to Psalm 69.
我们之前读过诗篇69篇、啊、
We have read the Psalm before.
我们来看第13节。
Verse 13.
诗篇69篇13节。
Psalm 69 verse 13.
但我在悦纳的时候向你主祈祷，神啊，求你按你丰盛的慈爱，凭你拯救的诚实应允我。
But I pray to you, O Lord, in the time of your favor, in your great love, O Lord, answer me with your sure salvation.
其实中文少翻了一句话，就是这个十三节的最开始，至于我这句话，中文不见了。It's for me, right?
Yeah, so the Chinese is lacking a verse in the beginning, as for me.
就是他说至于我，我在悦纳的时候，我要向主，你这位天上的神祷告。
As for me, in the time of your favor, I will pray to you, O Lord.
那是因为他前面，其实这一篇是大卫他在受苦的时候，他跟神祷告，诉说他的苦况的一个记录啊。
So David wrote this, and he wrote this when he was in great distress, and it's a record.
他被人嘲笑，他被人家议论，他就是很整个生命很低潮。
He was mocked by others, he was scorned, and he was at a low point in his life.
然后他说：“主啊，求你按你丰盛的慈爱，你救我，按你的诚实拯救我。”
And so he said, "O Lord, in your great love, please rescue me."
好，第十四节说：“求你搭救我出离淤泥。”不叫我陷在其中。
Rescue me from the mire, do not let me sink.
求你使我脱离那些恨我的人，使我出离深水。
Deliver me from those who hate me, from the deep waters.
第十五节，求你不容大水漫过我，不容深渊吞灭我，不容坑坎在我以上河口。
Do not let the flood waters engulf me, or the depths swallow me up, or the pit closes its mouth over me.
第十六节，主啊，求你应允我，因为你的慈爱本为美好，求你按你丰盛的慈悲回转眷顾我。
Answer me, O Lord, out of the goodness of your love, and your great mercy turn to me.
第十七，不要掩面不顾你的仆人，我是在极难之中，求你速速地应允我。
Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer me quickly, for I am in trouble.
十八，求你亲近我，救赎我，求你因我的仇敌把我赎回。
18, come near and rescue me, redeem me because of my foes.
你看，从十三节一直下来，你就看他几个祈求，他求什么
？From verse 13 on, how many ask does he have? What does he pray to God for?
那这个时候，你看他在第十三、十四节里面，求你使我脱离深水，不要让那个大水漫过我，不要让那个深渊把我吞灭了。这就是面对死亡的时候，人恐惧的心情。
14 on, don't let the flood waters swallow me, don't let the mires let me sink. It's like he is facing death.
我在极难的时候，求你赶快来拯救我，离开啊。
That when I'm in trouble, please quickly save me.
因为你就是救赎我的主。
Because you are the Lord of salvation.
这个就是我们今天一般我们如果只是有这个肉体的生命，只是有这个今生的盼望的时候，当死亡来到的时候，真的一切都被他吞掉了，你什么都没有了。
So for those of us who only have this earthly body and who only have hope in the on the earth, when death comes, it's like it swallows everything up.
但是现在基督来了，这个拯救来到以后，这个恩典把所有的一切都把它转过来了。
But now the gospel of Christ has come and turns everything.
这个转过来就是变成现在死亡被生命吞灭。
But now that life is swallowing death up.
所以最后死亡就不再有了。
So that death no longer exists.
这是救赎恩典里面的最极致的，就是我们已经得胜死亡。
So this is the basic teaching that we have overcome death.
那哥林多前书十五章，我们之前查过的这个复活，我们在基督里面，我们有一个复活的盼望。
And 1 Corinthians 15, we already talk about that we have a hope in the resurrection.
最后，当我们能够改变成为灵性的身体的时候，这个如果我们看哥林多前书十五章的第五十四节
，If we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54,
哥林多前书十五章的五十四节
，1 Corinthians 15, 54.
这必朽坏的变成不朽坏的，这必死的既变成不死的。那时经上所记，死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with the immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory.
死被得胜吞灭，表示死亡其实现在被生命吞灭了。这个永生把死亡吞下去，所以死亡不再有。
Death has been swallowed up by victory means death has been swallowed by life, and that there is no longer any death.
那这个是在当我们有灵性的身体，就是我们在基督里面有复活的盼望的时候，我们必可领受的，就是把它穿上来的。
This is happens when we have a spiritual life, and that when we believe in Christ, then we put on the new cloth.
这就是我们今天在基督里面啊，我们的盼望。
And this is our hope as Christians.
我们如果真的有这个得永生，最后死亡被生命吞灭这样的一个非常明确的目标在追求，我们生活绝对不会跟世人一样。
Our lives would not like be other people's lives when we have this goal that death will be swallowed up.
所以最重要就是要有永生。
So the most important is that we must have this eternal life.
世界上的这一切其实都是暂时过去而已。等一下就过去了。
Everything else in life is temporary.
有什么东西我们可以拥有很久？没有啊。
Is there anything that we can have forever? Nothing.
房子你也住不了多久啊。
Houses, we don't live there for many years.
这个环境你也看，以后可能也不一样。
This environment might change in the future.
你如果一个灾难来了，说变就变，你等一下面目全非，你都不认得，是怎么一回事啊？
Perhaps things would change so quickly, and you don't even know what have happened.
反正这个世界就是暂时的。
But either way, this world is just temporary.
但是我们今天有一个永远不会改变的，永存的。
We have something that is will never change.
那他现在特别强调说，为我们准备这一切的，就是《哥林多后书》五章的第四节、第五节，我们读过的，为我们准备这一切的，就是神赐给我们的圣灵，我们有一个凭据。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5, it says that God has prepared this for us and us has also given us a deposit.
神准备我们，就是他现在把永生赐给我们了，又给我们证据了。
He prepared this for us by giving us an eternal life and he also gave us a deposit.
我们现在生命是跟基督一起在神里面的。
That our life is with Christ in God.
那现在有这样的一个非常确定的一个盼望跟证据之后，保罗他变得非常的勇敢，他放胆了。
So we have a very sure hope, so that is why we are very courageous.
是保罗他才会在第四章的第十六节说：“我不上胆啊！你看我外体虽然毁坏，但是我内心一天心思一天。”
That is why he says, confident, because even though my outward body is dying day by day, but my inward is being renewed.
他现在顾念的就不是这个。地上他所看见这些东西的
，So he does not place emphasis on the things that he can see.
他的眼睛哦，他的那个目光哦，就已经看透了这个世界。他知道说什么才是真的最有价值的。
But his eyes has seen through the world, and he knows what is something of true value. 好，
那这个就变成让他整个那个追求哦，就变得很特殊，跟这个世界人基本上是想不懂他为什么变这样子。
That's why the goal of his pursuit is very unique, and the world could not understand him.
所以人家才会说他癫狂啊。
So people thought he was crazy.
但他其实他是很谨守的，为什么
？But actually he was not. Why?
因为他知道，他如果没有谨守，他如果失去这个永生，他什么都没有，真的是比世界的人还可怜呢。
He grabbed confidently of this hope because he knows if he let it go, he will be even worse off than the unbelievers.
他才会在哥林多前书十五章的。第十九节说，我们今天如果在世上信耶稣，只在今生有盼望，那说我们真的比世界不信的人还可怜，真的是很惨。
Just like it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19, that if we only have hope in Christ in this life, then we are more pitied than all men.
因为今天我们信主要甘愿为福音受苦啊。
Because today when we believe in Christ, we suffer for the gospel.
我们禁忌很多。肉体的享受、放纵情欲的事情，我们都不去做了。
We let go of a lot of earthly enjoyments, earthly pleasures.
为什么
？Why？
因为我们知道这些东西如果跟永生比起来没有价值，我们宁可放弃。
Because we know that compared to eternal life, they're not of no value, so we're willing to let it go.
不是不得已的，不是说我们不得已没有办法，我们想去做，但是没有办法做，不是这样的。
And not because we're unwilling and that we have to stop because we have to.
如果我们是因为有律法，有人告诉我说不可以去做， 那其实这个就是律法，因为我们被禁止了，但是我们内心其实很想去，但是不敢去而已啊。
It's just like being under the law when someone tells us not to do something, but in our hearts we really want to do it.
那表示说，其实我们对神所告诉我们这个救恩，以及他所应许的这个永生，其实我们没有感受，我们不会觉得说我宁可选择那个，放弃这个。
It means that God has not truly touched our heart with this teaching where we really understand eternal life and we want it in our hearts.
但是我们也要了解，这样的一个信仰的成长不是一夕之间就可以达到那个程度。
But we also have to understand that we don't attain this spiritual level all at once.
你看保罗他是怎样追求到能够这样坦然无惧呢？
Look at how hard Paul pursued before he reached this level.
他不是说哇，他拼命的去传福音之后啊，然后他就会变这样子，没有。
It's not like he preached the gospel and he became this way.
其实是来自于，你看他花多少时间祷告。
Look at how much time he spent in prayer.
保罗说，他说方言比众人都多。
That he spoke in more tongues than the people.
对不对？我们在读哥林多前书十四章的时候。
That's recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书第十四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 14.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
他说我感谢神。
I thank God.
我说方言比你们众人还多。
That I speak in tongues more than all of you.
说明什么？
What does it tell us?
你看他花多少时间祷告？
How much time did he spend in prayer?
他在祷告当中，他才有可能听见那个隐秘的言语。
And only through prayer can he hear the mysteries.
他才只能够很确定的知道说，他现在这个走的方向是神的旨意，他现在是在追求那个永远不会朽坏的更美的。
That he knows that the direction he's taking is correct and that he's pursuing after something that's incorruptible.
这个就是他在祷告当中，他灵性提升，他对所信的更确定，他对所盼望的更有把握了。
That when he was praying, he was elevated to a higher spiritual level, so that he has more hope and more faith.
那我们的追求，我们的目标，才不会被这个世界的这些花花的这个虚浮的荣耀哈，模糊的。我们有时候会忘记我们到底在做什么。
So in this way, we will not be blinded by the vanities of life, so that we're confused as to the goal that we're pursuing.
时常我们的心其实不清的，就是说我们因为跟这个在这个世界里面生活，有很多的资讯享受别人所讲的，会让我们觉得说好像这些东西也很重要，所以我们会拼命的想要去拥有。
Because we live in this life, sometimes our heart can be clouded by the enjoyment of other people or what other people consider important.
所以大部分的人现在想什么？
So what do most people think?
最好我在今生在这个世界的时候，我能够像那个财主。
Like we can be like a wealthy landowner in this world.
那我死的时候就像拉撒路，被抱到那个亚伯兰的怀里，那不多好。
But when they die, they want to be like Lazarus, who's carried up into the bosom of Abraham.
世上当财主，然后死后当乞丐，就是像亚撒路这样进天国。
That when they live on earth, they're like this wealthy landowner, but when they die, they're like Lazarus being carried up to heaven.
其实这个叫做妄想。
This is a dream.
绝对不会发生的。
That will not occur.
因为主耶稣已经讲过了。
Because Jesus had already said.
财主要进天国难。
Is very difficult for a wealthy man to enter heaven.
比那个骆驼要穿过针的眼还难。
Harder than a camel to enter through the eye of a needle.
所以要死的这条心。
So let go of this wish.
不要想说我们今天在世上的时候可以过一个非常富裕、享受又好像很有荣耀的生活，但是我们将来可以丰丰富富进天国。
Don't think that on this life we have a very glorious, very luxurious, wealthy life, but then when we die, we can be carried up to heaven.
因为在这样一个很富裕享乐的生活里面，我们的心绝对不会清，绝对看不到神。
Because in such a luxurious life, our eyes will be clouded and we won't be able to see God.
当我们什么都有的时候，当我们很多资源的时候，请问我们有多少心思说我们愿意跪下来祷告求神？
When we have everything we want and we can enjoy anything, how do you think we will have the time to kneel down and pray to God?
不要说什么。今天我们如果有生病了，我们第一件事情去说什么？
So if we are sick today, what is the first thing that we do?
第一个，赶快跑去医院找医生。
First, we run to the hospital and look for a doctor.
因为这个已经变成我们的标准作业程序了。
Because this is kind of a standard procedure for us.
不是吗？你有事吗？是先打911，叫救护车来救啊。
If there's any accident, you call the ambulance and ask them to come.
如果你今天有一个人说在祷告，人家说你傻瓜。
If the person just kneels down and pray, people will call him foolish.
有人甚至跟你说你试探神。试探神。
Even people would say you are a testing God.
那真的是这样子吗？
Is that not so?
不是。因为我们有很多资源可以用，我们觉得说应该这样可以用。
We have many tools, but we think that we should do it this way.
但是当如果我们都没有的时候
，But when we have nothing,
你能够靠谁
？Who can you rely on?
就是祷告靠主耶稣啊。
The only thing you can rely on is praying.
这是为什么今天神迹发生在哪里？不是发生在美国。
So this is why the miracles are not occurring in the United States.
神迹发生在那贫穷的地方啊。
Miracles are happening in poor countries.
主耶稣照顾谁
？Who do Jesus Christ take care of?
照顾孤儿寡妇、贫穷的。
Widows, the orphans, the poor.
因为他们死心塌地的，我只能够靠耶稣，不然我靠谁
？Because they have no one else to rely on except for Jesus Christ.
就在这个时候，他经历恩典。
So and at this time, they will experience His grace.
他们知道主可以靠。
Because they know that they can rely on.
虽然什么都没有，但是他们可以内心很喜乐。
So even though they have nothing to rely on, yet their internal heart is very joyful.
那这个是在祷告当中体验出来的。
And this is something that's experienced through prayer.
哦，所以你看，我们今天如果世上追求我们要成为很富足的时候，其实我们在信仰上相对变贫穷。
So today, if we're pursuing to become wealthy in our life, then our spiritual life becomes more poor.
有时候我们到一些国家去啊，去帮助那里的圣工。其实我们去从弟兄姐妹身上学到的，是我们被他们教育，其实是这样子。
So sometimes when we go to other countries to preach and help out, then we are being taught by what is happening to them.
因为我们去的是讲道理而已啊。
We go there to teach sermon.
但其实真正生命有体验的，对主耶稣基督哈，他那个能力、信心、倚靠的那个程度，我们输他们。
But we lose compared to them, regarding the faith in Jesus Christ and what He can do for us.
但是往往真的有体验的信仰才是真实的。
And a lot of times, those who experience have the true faith.
这是为什么？我们如果看现在教会的发展哦，哪个地方教会在发展？不是在欧美地区这个发达国家。
So when we look at where the church is expanding, it is not in the wealthy, developed countries.
发展都发展在那些贫穷的地区或落后的地区。
But that is growing in the poor, developing countries.
你看现在亚洲这些落后地区啊，我们相对落后的一些国家国度，圣工正在发展。
If we look at some of the countries in developing countries in Asia, we could see that they are growing.
在非洲，圣工在发展。
Africa, same thing.
但是在这些很富裕的地区，哎，没有什么人受洗，没有慕道者，基本上越来越少，越来越难传福音，这是一个事实。
But in the wealthy countries, we hardly see any truth seekers, and that is harder and harder to preach the gospel.
所以我们会看到说，这个救恩的门哦。对那个富裕的人哦，似乎变得越来越窄了。
So we could see that this door of salvation for the wealthy is getting narrower and narrower.
那这个就是你看，现在我们从圣经里面看到了，到底我们在追求什么？我们应该要好好的反省自己。
So from the Bible, we have to think to ourselves, what exactly are we pursuing?
那保罗他是在祷告当中哦，他去聆听神的声音，然后去体会那个富的心情。
So Paul, in his prayer, he listens to the words of God.
那所以他很专心的去做神要他做的事啊。
And he listens, and he very diligently does what God tells him to do.
他的心很轻的，他不会被这个患难，或者是世上的这个名誉，或者是这个人跟人之间这些纷纷扰扰的事情干扰。
His heart is very clear. He's not distracted by fame or power struggles, or the arguments between believers.
所以他就是被人论断，被人家讲到像一文不值，他都无所谓。
So it does not matter what other people say of him. It does not matter to him.
如果是我们的话，哇，被人家这样子论断的，气死了，对不对
？If it is us and we're being judged by other people, we'll be so angry.
但保罗说没有关系，我都不论断自己，你的论断他都不觉得是什么大问题。
But Paul, it did not matter to him. He didn't think it's a big problem.
因为他的目标很清楚啊。
Because he has a very clear goal.
然后他遇到患难，这样子被打得要死不活，无所谓，继续。
And when he was beat up for the gospel, it was okay to him. He just continued.
因为他知道他所信的是谁。
Because he knew who he believed in.
他知道他最后要得到什么。
He knew what he was going to receive at the end.
因为他很清楚的知道，最后他要坦然无惧的站在神审判台前跟他做报告。
He knows at the very end he should be confidently standing in front of the throne of God without fear and giving them a full report.
我们一定要想到一件事情。
So we think of one thing.
今生我们所做的每一件事情，到最后一定要跟主耶稣报告。
That every single thing we do in this life, we need to give a report of it to God.
不管我们是谁。
No matter who you are.
没有一个逃掉的。
No one can escape this.
不管做好的做坏的，最后一定要跟主耶稣报告。
No matter if we did something right or wrong, we need to give a report.
那最后我们在审判台前，我们可以坦然无惧吗？
So at the end, when we're standing in front of God, can we be without fear and full confidence?
还是那个时候在跟主耶稣说啊，对不起，因为我不知道啦，对不起。
Or do we tremble and say, "I am so sorry, God. I just didn't know."
那个时候其实都已经太迟了。
And actually, at that point, it's just too late.
因为坐在审判台宝座上的那个主已经不是慈悲的救主了。
Because the God that sits on the throne is no longer a compassionate God.
他是公义的审判主。
But he is a righteous judge.
他绝对不会把有罪当无罪。
He would not take a sin and regard it as no sin, a sin.
他也不会搞错说把无罪当有罪。
Or he would not be mistaken and take a sinless person as a sinful.
绝对的公正的。
He is very just.
那所以我们最后要想到说，有一天我们要坦然无惧，我们能不能够坦然无惧的站在神的审判台前呢？
So can we in confidence stand in front of the throne in the future?
然后领受他所赐给我们这个灵性身体，把它穿上去，然后最后进入他的荣耀里。
And to receive the spiritual body he gave us and just cloth it on ourselves.
我们来看一下哥林多后书五章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第十节。
Verse 10.
五章十节。
Chapter 5 verse 10.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。
10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
其实有时候我们小朋友的时候，小朋友是不懂事，其实小朋友他所经历的他也都记得了。
So sometimes as kids, we think they don't know anything, but actually they remember what they experience.
因为我们成长过程当中很多事情都把它掩盖了，所以我们那个记忆就。因为有新的东西盖上去了，所以就相对变模糊了。
Sometimes we're a little bit confused because new things are happening in our memory, just or you know, kind of suppresses other memories.
但是其实哈，你如果把它还原到原来那个场面哈，你就记得。
But
你一定记得。
If you really think about it, you will remember.
除非失智的，失智是另外一回事了。如果我们是正常的，比如说你现在回到你原来。成长的那个地方的环境，你把它看到古时候那个照片，你看到当时候那个情景，再把它好像把它 reverse 一样，你就会发现说，哦，我当时候你在想什么，你做什么事情，那个印象其实是非常清楚。为什么老人喜欢回忆过去就是这样子
？Unless you have Alzheimer's, which is a different situation, but usually when you're older and you're looking at your childhood photos, suddenly you can recover all these memories and you remember what you're thinking and doing then.That is why older people like to think about their childhood.
特别是当这样一个境况底下呢，你会觉得很喜乐的时候，你就很希望说能够再回到从前呢。
In fact, you can even remember maybe some event or experience that made you very happy, and you want to go back to that place and that experience.
表示说，其实我们所走过的路，我们所做过的事情。其实会一一的回到我们的眼前来的。
So it tells us that all the things that we've done will come back to us one by one.
这就是我们要一直谨记在心，每一件事情最后都要跟主耶稣报告。
So that's why we must remember that every single thing that we do, we need to give a report of it to God.
那如果我们有什么过犯，我们在现在的时候，我们就马上解决。
So if we have any wrongdoings, we should try and resolve those.
要 要能够最后在神的面前坦然无惧，我们每一天的生活都很重要。
So that we can stand courageously and full confidence in front of God.
所以每一天我们做什么
？So every day what we do is very important.
每一天一定要花时间在神面前祷告。
Every day we must pray in front of God.
每一天要在神面前认罪悔改，就是说我们做什么事情要去回想、去检讨，最后要马上解决，跟主耶稣说对不起，你原谅我。
Every day we must think of the wrongs that we did, repent at once, and ask God to forgive us.
那如果我能力不足，主你帮助我，就像大卫所说的，你的慈爱诚实加在我的身上。
And if we can't do something, we ask God to have mercy on us, just like David asked for love and mercy from God.
我们要一直成为一个让神喜悦的人。
We must become a person that God favors.
我们现在如果要能够坦然无惧，我们要一个志向，很重要。
So if we want to become this fearless, courageous person standing in front of God,
这个志向不是说我今天要在世上里面拥有财富。
It's not that we have a lot of wealth in this life.
有人不需要财富。
Some people don't need wealth.
但是有人需要名声。
But they need the name.
对不对？那有人需要享受。
And some people like just to enjoy the life.
不管是什么。
No matter what is it.
其实我们有一个志向，就是第九节所说的。
What we should focus on is what a goal is in verse 9.
不论是住在身内离开身外，表示说我们现在还活着这个时候。
So whether in the home or the body, that means while we're living.
那你离开身外。
Or away from it.
就是不管是什么，他说我现在有一个志向，就是我要得主的喜悦。
No matter where it is, we make it our goal to please him.
就是今天如果我们什么事情都会想到让主喜欢的时候。
That whatever we do, it's things that will please God.
我们就是已经把自己这个自我把它拿走了。
So we take away ourselves.
我们说不要以自我为中心，要以神为中心。
We don't make ourselves the center, but God as the center.
它是什么意思
？What does that mean?
就是我们凡事要想到主他喜悦吗？我这样做他喜悦吗
？That no matter what we do, we will think, would this please Him?
要知道说主是不是喜欢他们做，至少要知道说神的旨意是什么、啊。
And before we know if something can please God, we should know what His will is.
对不对？我们要知道他的标准啊，在哪里啊
？We need to know where His standard.
我们不能够用自己的想法去说神啊，你应该要实业才对啊。
We cannot use our own thinking of what God should be like.
这是为什么我们需要读圣经，要去了解。
And this is why we need to read the Bible.
我们需要祷告，在祷告里面去体会神的心。
We need to pray and experience the heart of God in our prayer.
那我们要又要求主给我们力量，让我们可以明白。
And we need to ask God to give us strength and wisdom so we can understand.
这个凡事要得主的喜悦。
We want to receive God's favor.
就是真的已经把主当作我们的主人，他就是我的王。
Meaning we make God as our Lord and He is our King.
我们真的以神为中心的时候，真的什么事情都会考虑到说主啊，你帮助我，因为你是我的主宰。
If God is our center, then in all things we will say, God, please help me because you're my owner.
当我们能够有这个志向以后，其实接下去我们生活很多层面都会跟着改变了。
So if we have this mentality, then our life will naturally change.
我们做事情的动机不一样了。
And the motive behind what we do things will change too.
今天有些人很冲哦，很拼，是为什么？是为自己啊。
Some people are in a very rush. They do a lot of things, and why? It's for themselves.
因为他有一个目标要达成，就是一个人如果很有企图心的时候，他很坚持，他就是一定要做到，要得到嘛。这个人在世上也容易成功嘛。
They have a goal in their life, and they work really hard to achieve that goal to become successful.
世上的人，他们如果为了要达到一个目的，他们可以不择手段，他们会日夜拼命，就要得到他所想要拥有的。这个叫做这个人很积极，很有企图。
There are some personalities that they would work at any cost to get to their goal. They can work day and night just to reach that goal.
但是这个是为自己啊。
But that type of personality, what they're doing
是为了世上的东西而已啊。
Is for themselves and for the things of the world.
但是我们今天一样要这样积极。
Today we must also have this type of personality.
但是我们不可以只是为了自己的目的。
but not for our own goals.
动力在哪里？
Where is the motivation from this?
就是五章十四节里面，他说基督的爱激励我们。
In chapter 5, verse 14, it says Christ's love compels us.
因为现在我们的生命是属于耶稣基督的。
Because now our lives belong to Christ.
所以我们今天做事的动力已经不一样，因为是基于主的爱的驱动。我们知道，我们这样做，凡事是要实践爱心，要效法耶稣基督。
So the motivation behind what we do is different now. It is God's love. We do things for His love.
第二个。我们现在看事情的角度也不一样了。
And second, what the angle we look at different things are now different.
意思说，我们的价值观念也不同。
Meaning that our value system is different.
第十五章十六节说。
In chapter 5 verse 16 it says.
我们从今以后不再凭外貌认人了。虽然凭着外貌认过基督，但如今不再这样认他了。
So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do no longer.
我们的眼光好像被转变了一样啊。
Our eyesight has been changed.
就是说，如果我们说智慧呈现在哪里，智慧呈现在我们怎么做判断。
For example, sometimes we say, "What does wisdom affect? Wisdom affects the way we judge things."
智慧呈现在你做什么选择。
Wisdom could be seen in what kind of choices you make.
你看到是看表面还是看内，还是看实际的
？Do you just look at the outward appearance or something further?
在主耶稣里面就成为真的有智慧的人，敬畏神才真的有智慧。
So those who truly honor God become a wise person.
所以就不再凭外貌，不是只是看表面的东西而已了。
We're not stuck at just looking at things at the outward appearance.
当我们不再看表面的时候，我们就不会被骗了。
If we don't look at things just on the outward appearance, then we won't be deceived.
你看，我们今天年轻人很多人被骗啊。
There are many young people here who are today who are deceived.
对，你如果看表面的，哇，这个长得很漂亮，这个很英俊，你就被骗去骗走了。
We will look at the outward appearance and say, "Oh, this person's so handsome and pretty," and we're deceived.
如果你很喜欢有人这样子跟你这样子撒娇啦，然后哇跟你拥抱啦，跟你这样子哇很亲密的，人家如果用这个手段，你就被吊走了，你知道吗？
Perhaps you like someone who's more affectionate, who can give you hugs, and you'll be deceived if someone acts this way.
有很多人被骗了，就是因为这样的看表面了。
A lot of people are deceived because they look at the outward.
人家有一句话说，外表是漂亮的苹果，里面就是那个烂掉的梨子。
Some people say, outward it looks like a beautiful apple, but inside it's a rotten.
我们餐厅那个梨子啊，我们现在不是有很多梨子嘛，哈。你看起来很漂亮，一打开哇，里面都虫，吓死了。
There are probably a lot of pears, and it looks very beautiful on the outside, but inside is full of worms.
看外表的，你基本上一定被骗的。
If we look at what is on the outside, we will be deceived.
但是我们今天如果是主耶稣基督的人，新造人，绝对不会这样子的。
But if we are a new person created by Christ, then we will not be like this.
我们知道什么叫有价值，才是实际的。
We know what is of true value.
所以我们在基督里面就成为新造的人。
So that is why we become a new person in Christ.
我们看第十七节。
Let's look at
五章十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的人。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
都变成新的，表示说我们现在生命，我们的生命，我们知道是为什么活着，新的。
A new creation meaning now we know why we live, so we have a new life.
过去为自己活，但是从今以后为耶稣活。
In the past, we live for ourselves. In the future, we live for Christ.
我们过去认为有价值的，现在因着基督，都觉得说这真的是像粪土一样，暂时的而已啊。
In the past, we might think something is of value, but in Christ, we see that they're worthless.
保罗就是这样子啊，他就以前他认为说哇很珍惜的，他说因着基督的缘故，他都认为说这些其实都没有价值，像粪土一般，他可以放弃没有问题的。
Paul was like this. In the past, he has pursued something that he thought was value, but after believing Christ, he sees that they're like dust.
然后他判断事情，他就已经不是只是看表面。
When he judges something, it's not just looking at the outward appearance.
价值来自于他要一定要永存才算。
That something is of value if they can last.
今天生命如果没有永存的生命，其实也没有价值。
If our life is not an eternal life, then it has no value.
我们做的事情如果最后不能得到主的奖赏，其实这些事情最后也没有价值。
If something we do would not receive reward from God in the future, then that thing is also worthless.
不管我们人认为说做得多好都没有用。
Does not matter how well we did it.
重点是神也没有认为说这样好。
The important point is whether God feels this is a value.
我们真心认为说，哦，这个很完美啊，很好，但是神可不是这样想啊。
Perhaps we think, oh, this is so beautiful and so done so well, but God perhaps will not think this way.
在我们人看来，好像每件事情要面面俱到，但是如果不出于信心，这件事情根本不美，神根本不看。
Maybe it has been completed well, but if it has done without faith, then it's not beautiful in the sight of God.
神看什么？
What does God look at?
每件事情都要出于信心。
That everything we do is out of faith.
如果我们出于信心去做，
That we do things out of faith.
事情就算不完美，没关系。
Even if something did not complete well, that's okay.
主会受喜悦，每个人都得到救。
Because God finds favor in it, and everyone is
每个人都得到造就。
They're edified. Everyone's edified by it.
那如果不是出于信心，就算做得很完美，最后也没有什么效果。
But if you do it without faith, even though it's done very correctly and beautifully, it has no power. It's worthless.
新造的人为什么？因为我们知道，以后我们要坦然无惧的站在神面前。
We are a new creation because we want to stand in confidence in front of God.
因为我们将来都要面对审判。
Because in the future we will all face His judgment.
那个审判不是开玩笑的。
And it is not a joke.
那个审判已经是最终的审判，没有那个说等一下第一审、第二审、第三审，还有最后一个审判没有了。一次就定了。
It is one final judgment. There is no first level judgment, second level judgment, or third, and so on.
如果得救的就进天国，不得救的就是地狱循环，永远的不会改变的。
If you're saved, then you go to heaven. If you're not saved, then you go to hell. There's no way to change the judgment.
我们今天要成为一个坦然无惧的人。
So today we have to be someone without fear and confidence.
新的生命。
With a new creation.
新的价值观念。
A new a set of values,
新的生活方式
and new way of living.
我们知道如何逃出喜悦
So we know how to find favor in God.
这样的最后一定是穿上这个荣耀的身体
So at the end, we will be wearing a glorious cloth.
进到神的国度里面去享受那永远好得无比的这个荣耀
We can enter into the kingdom of God and enjoy abundant blessings.
愿主耶稣帮助我们
That may God help us.
大家互相勉励。
That we might encourage each other.
请低头默祷。
That is all about him praying in silence.